This is Dr. Lee indicating he's the physical patient of Jukes, J-U-K-E-S, Leroy, L-E-R-O-Y, date of birth 10-10-1954. Place, Future Care Charles Village, his initial history and physical and comprehensive evaluation. Date of service 7-4-2023. History of present illness, so this is a 68-year-old gentleman with the known history of left thalamic intracranial hemorrhage with IVH, status post right frontal EVD in 2016 as hemorrhagic conversion of the ischemic stroke. Also the hypertension, hyperlipidemia. Patient has a recent right leg fracture and he has a wheelchair, motorized. Patient came to the hospital with episode of dizziness, confusion, slurred speech. Oxygen saturation was 81%, blood pressure was 60 over 40 while he was at orthopedic post-operative appointment office for cast removal on 6/27. On presentation to the emergency room at University of Maryland, patient has dysarthria, weakness of the right face, arm, and leg spasticity, all of which noted to be baseline. Patient has CT scan consistent with the known left thalamic infarct, but no acute intracranial hemorrhage. Atherosclerotic changes noted. EKG normal sinus rhythm. MRI brain negative of acute infarct or intracranial hemorrhage. Patient was noted as suspected of vertebrobasilar insufficiency due to hypotension and also suspected vertigo. His room was spinning and dizziness. Patient was given IV fluid, blood pressure remained normotensive. His known cardiac pathology, no known cardiac pathology noted, no known. Patient was evaluated by PTOT, recommended subacute rehab, and he was sent to Charles Village. While here, when I saw the patient today, he's lying on the bed. He does have dysarthria, but he's able to understand when the question asked. He answers slowly, and he is able to explain himself. Today, no headache, no dizziness, no cough, no congestion, no fever, no chills. He had a significant right side weakness, unable to move right leg, unable to move right arm. And he also had dysarthria. Past medical history, number one, left thalamic intracranial hemorrhage. Next line, right side weakness. Next line, previous history of right frontal hemorrhagic conversion of ischemic stroke, hyperlipidemia, recent right leg fracture. History of hypertension. He had a history of PEG insertion in 2016 when he has his initial hemorrhagic stroke. He also has a history of insertion of external ventricular drain. He has a fractured patella, underwent surgery June 1st, 2023. Allergies, not known. Social history, no alcohol, no drug abuse. Family history, patient couldn't tell. Through our system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, no palpitation, GI, no hemorrhagic diarrhea, musculoskeletal, no pain, genital urinary, no hematuria, neuro, right side weakness, right hemiparesis, unable to move right arm and right leg, also the dysarthria, endocrine, no urinary dipsia, hematology, no bleeding, no bruising, genital urinary, no hematuria, no dysuria. medication upon discharge from the hospital, Tylenol 650 qat hour PRN, aspirin 81 mg daily, hydroxyzine 25 mg TID PRN for itching if needed, oxycodone 5 mg q4 hour PRN if needed, sildenafil 100 mg. That was mentioned, the discharge medication, but at this point I do not see any indication. That is put on hold. Terazosin 5 mg at night. Baclofen 5 mg BID for muscle spasm and spasticity. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented time 3, able to answer the question, although he has dysarthria, but he's understanding. His blood pressure is 140 over 82, pulse 84, temperature 27.9 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse of 98% on room air, body weight 189.5 pounds. Head, atomic hemorrhagic, eyes and ectaric, pupil reactive, no urinary discharge, throat clear, no aggregate, neck supplementivity, chest non-tender, lungs clear, no wheezing, heart SMS to regular, abdomen is soft, non-tender balls on positive extremities, right leg, cast is in place, unable to move right leg is weak, right arm unable to move, left leg no edema, neuro is awake, alert and empty, right side weakness, right leg, right arm unable to move, left side he is a power 5 over 5, neuro is awake, alert and empty. Assessment, patient is admitted with episode of dizziness, vertigo, next line, vertebrobasilar insufficiency, next line, previous left thalamic intracranial hemorrhage, next line, right side weakness from the previous stroke, next line, episode of hypotension, next line, vertebrobasilar insufficiency in the setting of hypotension, next line, hyperlipidemia, next line, ambulatory dysfunction, next line, recent right patella fracture, status post ORIF. Plan of care will continue all his current medications, extensive PTOT rehab, care plan discussed with the patient and also the nursing staff, core status I have discussed with the patient, he wants to be full code. Thank you.